I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also today, I would like to welcome all of you, wishing all God's blessing. Also those brothers and sisters who are joining us online. I have greetings from brothers from Brazil who were joining us online yesterday. They are greeting you all, and also this morning they are again connected, are listening. Brothers from Portugal. I, of course, always only receive the emails in the Portuguese language, and I rejoice about it. Yesterday, we also came to know that we have a brother from Ottawa, Canada, in our midst, our brother Joshua Bambi. We welcome you in a special way. And also brother Bardo from Burkina Faso, also him we welcome in a special way. Yes, we rejoice that so many have come with a hunger to hear what the Lord has to say to us. And I believe yesterday we all have been blessed richly. The word of God, the presence of God was so mighty. I'm still touched. And I'm convinced that also this morning the Lord will bless us abundantly from above. Now, with all our hearts, we want to be in the matter. Now, let us sing together song number four. Number four. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. Number four.
Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you weave a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from the passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its living flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Power.
Amen. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a grace that for us a perfect sacrifice was given for, and that we can be washed in this blood whiter than the snow. Oh, brothers, sisters, we may never forget it, what the Lord has done great things for us, and we cannot praise Him enough. Now let us sing a couple of choruses before Brother Alfred Borg reads us a word for introduction and Brother Schmidt prays with us. We start with chorus number one, page 40. Chorus number one.
And from east and west, they come from the lands afar to feast with the King, to dine as His guest. How blessed these pilgrims are, beholding His hallowed face, aglow with light divine. Blessed partakers of His grace, as gems in His crown to shine.
We'll give all the glory to Jesus. Number five.
We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His love, and tell of His love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of His wonderful love.
Number six. Sweep over my soul.
My soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is gone. As I sit at Your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Number 11. Isn't He wonderful? 11.
Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? Isn't He wonderful? Wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful? Yes, He is wonderful. Yes, He is wonderful. Yes, my Jesus is wonderful. Eyes not seen, ears not heard, what's recorded in God's Word. Isn't He wonderful, wonderful?
Number 12. Every day with Jesus. Number 12.
Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. And keeps me, and His name I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. With Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing another chorus.
Chorus number 8.
Chorus number
8.
Only believe, only believe. Number 8.
All
things are possible. Only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe.
Can we say amen?
Amen?
Praise and thanks be to the Lord. Only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Also, this morning, all things are possible. It's on us to believe, to trust God. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Do we believe this? He promised it. Where two or three are gathered in my name, are we gathered in the name of the Lord? He is present to help us. To bless us through His Word, to fulfill His promises in us and through us. I'm very grateful to God to be here this morning under the sound of His Word. And Brother Helmut, last night in the closing prayer, he expressed it that last night it was worthwhile to be here. Do we believe that also this morning it will be worthwhile to be here, to hear and to receive what the Lord prepared for us? I'm grateful to God for His wonderful word. The psalm writer says in Psalms 119, the whole content of your word is truth. And every statute is forever for your justice. The whole content of His word is the truth. Which verse is that? We have heard last night His word. May the Lord bless us also this morning. Now, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I would like to read us a word from the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 8. Very well known verse. Isaiah 55 verse 8. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8. Here the Lord speaks through His prophet. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So likewise shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Praise and thanks be to the Lord for all his words. Yesterday we heard. We heard it in the past, time and again, about what it's all about. It's about the message, about the word of the Lord, which foreruns the second coming of Christ. Yesterday, we have heard the personal testimony of Brother Frank. He emigrated to Canada. His planning of his life was completely different than that how it became at the end. We, human beings, we have our thoughts. We are thinking, but God is directing. God directs our ways. That's how it was with Brother Frank. God spoke through Brother Branham to Brother Frank. Go with this message back. Return. Brothers, sisters, I was part of it. I was there when Brother Frank was said farewell in the Pentecostal church when he wanted to emigrate. I've heard his last sermon here. But I also heard his first one again when he returned. Praise and thanks. And I'm so grateful to God that the Lord has directed his ways in such a way. Perhaps I would have never heard the word in the Pentecostal church, the message of this hour. I don't know. But in the Pentecostal church, we have heard of Brother Branham, yes. But we didn't regard it at all. I'm so grateful that he returned with this message. That the message was preached unto us. That we could believe it. And the mysteries of the scripture was revealed to us. Is this not wonderful? Likewise, that's how the Lord says it, so likewise shall my word be, not with words of men, no, with the word of God, which proceeds out of my mouth. Brothers and sisters, do we not live by every word which proceeds from his mouth? It is written, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word which proceedeth from the mouth of God. May the Lord give living words. May he speak living words to us all this morning. The word accomplishes in you and in me. Is this not wonderful? It never returns void. Just as the rain and the snow falls down on the earth, and the earth brings forth buds. That's how it is with the word of God. It accomplishes in you and in me something, namely for that what God is sending it for. And it accomplishes that what God pleases. Also this morning, we are of full expectation. We have come with a living hope. Have we come with a living hope this morning? Then the Lord will help us. He will reveal himself in our midst that he is truly present to confirm his word. At the first place, it's about his word that we heard last night. And then God gives his confirmation by signs and wonders and healings and miracles. Just recently, I read it in a sermon of Brother Branham. I read it recently. The word comes at the first place. And signs and wonders are the confirmation of his living word. May the Lord really bless us all this morning. I ask now that we stand up for prayer. Gracious Lord, you who you have created the heavens and the earth and all that is within it, as the crowning you created man according to your image, O God. We thank you that we may look up to you knowing, just as we read it now, Lord, you are sending the rain. You are moisturing the soil of the earth that it brings forth fruit. As we have sung, Lord, sweep over our souls, sweep over our hearts, so that your name might be glorified and praised. Lord in heaven, today we have come to this place. Yes, I have come to this place, Lord. And I appreciate that we all have come here to hear what you have to say to us. Lord, we thank you that you are sending your word. It doesn't return void, but it accomplishes for what you are sending it for. Lord, we thank you that you have sent it to each one of us, and we could recognize, O God in heaven, that you are confirming your word. Lord Jesus, be merciful to us. Also in this morning hour, we are looking up to you, not only we, but all who are joining us online, Lord, who are listening and who are watching, Lord. Bless all from the riches of your grace. So we pray also for all those who would have liked to be here and who cannot because of the circumstances. Lord, you know these circumstances. Please bless each one, Lord, from the riches of your grace, Lord. Let us praise you and honor you. Oh God, please open our ears, open our hearts, open our eyes, Lord. And all, let us keep everything outside, but let us open our hearts so that you can bless us. And you will do it, Lord. We praise your holy name. To you be the thanks and the worship to our Lord and God. Amen. We remain standing. There's a child dedication. Please, parents, come now with your children to the front. And while they are coming, we want to sing chorus number 9.
Glory, hallelujah.
Chorus number 9. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Number 9.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
Amen. What is the name of your child? Freddy. Take this, Freddy. You speak both German? Yes. My God. Heavenly Father, we are coming before your throne of grace. Our brother and sisters are bringing their healthy child to you, Freddy, who they want to consecrate him to you very consciously. Receive him. Bless this child. To you be it consecrated for time and for eternity. Bless the parents. Bless the whole family, Lord. Lead and guide them into all the truth. To you be the thanks, Lord, that we can come with everything to you, and you are blessing us. All the adoration be to you in Jesus' holy name. Be consecrated to the Lord for time and for eternity in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Be blessed with the blessing of the Almighty God in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Be blessed. God bless you. Amen. You also want to come? Prayer? Heavenly Father, we bring also this child to you. As the parents brought their children to you, Lord, so we bring them to you now. Touch it, Lord. Heal it. Take everything from it. Make all damage well, Lord. Bless the family, Lord. And give grace, Lord, so that they can walk in your fear. To you be this child dedicated. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed. What's the name?
Melissa.
Oh, faithful Lord, we bring you Melissa. Lord, we consecrate her unto you. We lay her into your hands. Bless this child. Keep it, protect it. Bless it, Lord. And prepare it for eternity. Bless the family, Lord. Bless the whole house. To you be Melissa consecrated. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The whole family, please come.
Faithful Father in heaven,
this is the day which you have made. We may come to you, Lord, as at that time the people came to you. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we bring you also this family. We bring you the children. We consecrate them unto you. Receive them as your possession. Bless these children. Bless this family. To you be it consecrated. Let your blessing rest upon them and your grace. We ask this in Jesus' holy name, and we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Amen. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. Yes, brothers, you may be seated. We are grateful to God with all our hearts that we can be here again. And today, we will just simply say, again, many greetings have come in. And many phone calls were today, so many as never before, really, from all over the world. I just could pick up the phone
and putting down again, picking up down,
sind mit uns verbunden,
and all are connected with us, are hearing the word of the Lord in all countries, and they are grateful for it, that they can be connected and that they can experience and witness the transmission. And today, we would like that some brothers who are here for a visit, please come here and give greetings and then sit down again. Please, just come here and extend the greetings and then sit down again. Brother Miskis has two brothers. He mentioned them by name. Please come now already. And whoever from our visitors, the brethren, whoever wants to extend greetings, please feel free. Come and extend greetings. Where is Brother Arben? Is Brother Arben in our midst that he can translate? If Brother Arben is in our midst, please come to the front. Brother Miskis, who will translate the Portuguese brothers, and Brother Arben is the best translator from the French. Just a few words. He speaks French. French.
Mais si tu peux seulement un peu, quelques mots, oui. C'est vrai? Oui, oui. Juste quelques mots.
Ok.
Merci.
Nous vous saluons dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus.
We greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Que nous soyons ici.
And the Lord permitted it that we can be here today. And we are forever grateful to him for it. I bring you greetings from the brothers from Burkina Faso, and we thank the Lord for it. That we can see again our brother Frank. He has come once again to Burkina Faso. And at the last time, before he departed, we were all rejoicing. We all rejoiced and were grateful. He came and then he departed. God bless you. Who else?
Yes. Just quelques mots. Mais en anglais.
English?
God bless you.
God segne euch.
So receive greetings from brothers from Canada,
wir
Ottawa.
Bringen Grüße von Brüdern aus Kanada, aus Ottawa.
So they asked me to greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sie baten mich, euch im Namen Jesu Christi zu grüßen.
May the Lord bless you.
Möge Gott, der Herr, euch segnen. Amen. 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 God bless you. Yes. Amen. Ja.
Saludos todos no nome maravilhoso do Senhor Jesus.
Grüße alle in den kostbaren
Namen. I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I am Brother Cosme from Cabinda, from Angola. The brothers and sisters there from the local church are greeting you all. Our wish is that our brother Frank comes again to Angola. We always call him to come out into our midst. May God bless you. I greet the whole church in the name of Jesus Christ. I am the twin brother of Brother Cosme. I'm from Luanda, Angola. All brothers and sisters are sending greetings to you in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you.
Sure.
Grüße
in den Namen Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bring you greetings from the church from Porto, Portugal. Two of our deacons have come with us, Brother Nino and Brother Mitu. It's the first time that they are here. They've come in the expectation together with me to receive a fresh word from the Lord. God didn't disappoint us in our expectation. We will return with this heavenly manna which comes down from heaven. God bless you. Our greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm Brother Eliezer from Brazil. Brazil is very much connected to Portugal. I'm always strengthened when I come to Germany. Two evangelists from the Amazonas region have accompanied me to come to Germany.
A obra no Brasil mudou completamente.
Seit 10 Jahren ist das Werk in Brasilien völlig verändert.
Since 10 years, the work of God has been totally changed there. Since we met Brother Frank. Today we have a new experience in Brazil. We have come here to strengthen us, to charge our batteries. May God bless you. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you. God bless you. We are really grateful to the Lord for all brothers in all peoples, tongues, and nations. And we are grateful also for all brothers who are translating. Above there, there are all the cabins, and it's being translated into the various languages. Since yesterday, we have a new language there. Our brother Michael has been added, and he translates the sermons which all the brothers translated already. So now he's translating simultaneously now the word which is being preached here. And that's how it will reach Pakistan. And that's how it will be spread on 56 other stations. And the word of the Lord is then also reaching, whether in the English or in the Urdu language, the word is reaching all the people which are staying in that region. We are just so grateful that God took care for all the languages in our time. And we say it once again, may God bless all brothers who are translating, but not only here translating. May God bless all who also translate the literature, the brochures, our brother Tati, and all brothers in all the languages who are translating. For instance, this brochure, the last brochure, sadly, we have it now only in three languages. Today, but the next time it will be available in all the other languages as well. We want that the bride of the Lamb comes into lockstep in all peoples, tongues, and nations. And as Brother Eliezer said,
Since 10 years, there is a change in the whole country there. And just to mention one case, the story in Brazil. After I presented the work of God, then the brothers from America came and they presented Brother Branham. And at the first, and they preached for the first time that Brother Branham will return. And they have put a special chair onto the platform that when he returns, that he can sit down on the platform with great pain. It must be said here that the misleading takes place everywhere because they took statements of Brother Branham out of context. They had the impression that these statements were not fulfilled yet, and therefore they must be still fulfilled, and that therefore the prophet has to return. Let me say it here very clearly. Everything what belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham belonged to his ministry, and his ministry is finished. He brought the message, and this message we carry into all the world. And also this, let it be said in love. The brothers are asking, why don't you preach the seven thunders? Why don't you preach the third pull? Why don't you preach about the tent vision? And do you know what my answer is? All that belonged to the ministry of Brother Branham. And all this happened, whether we see it or whether we not see it. And as the next, I then add also, if I open the Bible, and as it was said to me, to go from city to city and to preach the word, what can I preach when I open the Bible? What can I preach about the seven thunders of Revelation 10? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Because they were not written down at all. What can I say about it? Nothing. And all who say something about it, they are misled. They are deceived. And they mislead the people of God. And therefore, it's necessary that the word of truth is proclaimed. What can I preach about the third pull when I open the Bible? It was a direct command to Brother Branham. The first pull, evangelization. The second pull, teaching. The third pull, prophecy. This was said to him. And this took place in his ministry. And for that we are grateful. And we could go here into the other points. To the Lord God be the thanks, who kept us of a clear mind, of a sound mind, and who kept us and settled us in the word of truth, so that we only can preach that which we can stand before God. That what Brother Branham was told and what he had to do, this he did and fulfilled 100%. And we are grateful to God for it. Also, this was mentioned again of Brother Borg. Yes, there was this 11th of June, 1958, when Brother Branham told me in Dallas, Texas, the details about his sending and about the message. And then he said, you will return with this message to Germany.
God, really from the very beginning, he knew everything. He placed it. I didn't know it, but God knew it. And when Brother Alfred Bock said, he was there, he was present when I preached the last sermon in the Pentecostal church, and then he was there when I preached the first one. And God, really, God had brothers and sisters who can stand up here and who can give testimony how God was leading and guiding everything. And I believe in all peoples and tongues, brothers can stand up and say how the beginning was. Yesterday, Brother Kukaczka came from Prague to me. He hugged me and he wished me God's blessing. Yes, my thoughts went back to Prague, city of Prague. Just think of it, in the same chapel in which Jan Hus, 100 years before Martin Luther, he preached there. There also Brother Frank preached. A series of meetings I had there. God, really, in all peoples and tongues, God opened doors and hearts so that the word of the Lord could run and that all peoples and tongues are reached. Brothers and sisters, we must be really aware of it, that we truly are experiencing the last section in the time of grace, that we really experience it consciously, not just observing promises and Bible prophecy, that not just observing how everything runs towards destruction. No, we recognized what God promised to us, and he has given us the fear of God and the respect for his word. It was laid into our hearts. And together with the famous man of God of the Brothers Church, we say together, if thy word is no more valid, whereupon should my faith stand? It's not about 1,000 worlds to me, but it's about to do your word. Graf Zinzendorf, Earl Zinzendorf. We cannot have part in any interpretation. The word is 100% the word, just as the bridegroom was 100% the word of God revealed in the flesh. So the word which God promised to us, the word was given to us so that we become a part of the word of God. And we all know the word and the blood and the spirit. Also in the first song, we have sung the song of the blood. Brothers and sisters, then one has to read Exodus 12. When I see the blood, then I will pass over you. Then one has to read Matthew 26, verse 26 and 27. This is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. In the same way, in Mark 14. And then one has to go back to Leviticus 17, verse 11. The life of the body is in the blood. In the blood. In the blood of the Son of God was the life of God. And as true as the Son of God has shed his blood, so sure the divine life which was in his blood has come into the blood-bought flock. And we have received the adoption of sons through the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for us. When we sing about the blood, then not just blood as a thought, no, we deepen ourselves into it, up to the end, that our robes we have washed in the blood of the Lamb, and that we thus come before the throne of grace of our God. Also this thought, that our Savior has left the mercy seat. Brothers and sisters, whoever reads Revelation 5 precisely will find out that our Lord as Lamb was never on the throne at all, but that he, as the Lamb, he went to take out of the hand of him who sat on the throne, to take the book and to open it then, and to break the seals thereof. It's just necessary, and again necessary, to read the word with respect, not just to hear it, what Brother Branham has said in the sermons. And also here, in the sixth seal, not before, in the sixth seal, Brother Branham said, now the Lamb left the mercy seat. And the sixth seal falls already into the day of the Lord after the rapture. Oh, how necessary it is to read the word of God precisely and to believe exactly, and not to build up doctrines which are not scriptural at all. Let us thank the Lord God for the grace that we may live now. And to it, let me read a couple of scriptures. It's of course very important that we read attentively, and also in the prophet Isaiah. Brothers and sisters, oh, how overwhelming it is that in the prophet Isaiah, our Lord, in all his tasks, he was described as the Lamb of God, as high priest, as mediator, and also as the Lord himself comes and he will save you. All the tasks, also Isaiah 53, everything is written as he would go to the cross. But all the other scriptures must be added to it, that he was the Lord God himself personally, who became man because of the sake of man, but he remained God, and he will remain God for all eternity. The prophet Isaiah has, of course, 66 chapters, and the whole Bible has 66 books, or whatever you want to call it, 39 in the Old and 27 in the New Testament. 66, and the prophet Isaiah is the most complete of all the prophets. He spoke already of the new heaven and of the new earth. Just so wonderful how God was leading already the prophets, and he gave them individual tasks to proclaim the counsel of God. And today, we have the complete word of prophecy. And recently, we read it in Zurich from Romans chapter 1. Let me read this verse once again, and then we come to the other scriptures. Romans chapter 1, Here, the man of God could say and proclaim that it is the gospel of God which was preached. Romans chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. The singers have sung, God's promises remain. They do not stagger. Jesus sealed with his own blood what he promises in his word. We can really rely on God and his word. And faith is a revelation. Faith is a gift from God. And our Lord said it, if you don't believe that I am he, then you will die in your sin, namely in the sin of unbelief. And we believe that it is him, that he rose. And this reminds me again to Revelation chapter 5. As lamb, he took the book, but as the lion of the tribe of Judah, he overcame. Think of it. The same who, as the lamb died, as the lion of the tribe of Judah, he conquered everything. And we all know of nature, the lamb, helpless, the lamb, what can a lamb do? Just look at the sheep. What can a lamb do? A lamb needs a shepherd. He died for us as a lamb. But as a lion of the tribe of Judah, he overcame. He conquered death, hell, and Satan. And he rose on the third day. As man, he died. And as Lord, he rose. And he could say, behold, I live. Hallelujah. Oh, praise be to God for the wonderful word. And if Paul said here, what became great to him, namely, to preach the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Why do we always go back to the Old Testament? Why? Brothers and sisters, how many scriptures we could open here, up here and list? There just is mentioned a half of a verse of what was written in the Old Testament, then it was repeated in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, it's for instance written in Malachi 3, verse 1, behold, I send my messenger before me, who shall prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant whom ye delight in. The second part, in all of the New Testament, it was not mentioned at all. Only the first part. Because only the first part at that time came to fulfillment. And the second part will be fulfilled when the Lord, as the angel of the covenant, comes down. And as the Lord in Revelation 5 was shown on the throne, and the rainbow
surrounds the throne. The rainbow speaks of the covenant. God said, I will make a covenant, and I will not destroy the earth again with water. And he put the rainbow as a visible sign of the covenant. He put it into the clouds to confirm, never again I will destroy the earth by water. The rainbow is the bow of the covenant, and the same Lord who in chapter 5 sits on the throne with a rainbow surrounded, and as the angel of the covenant, then he will descend and he will reveal himself to the people of Israel, so that the scripture might be fulfilled fully. One could read one scripture after the other one, who is written in the Old and New Testament, but only in part it was only fulfilled. And the next part will then be fulfilled when the time comes for it. The gospel of God by the prophets afore promised in the Old Testament, it was written down. And whoever read the Old Testament at the first coming of Christ, he could comprehend everything nicely, because therein it was written where the Savior would be born, namely in Bethlehem. Bethlehem, house of bread. It was written what would take place when the Lord God comes. Isaiah 35. Then the blind shall see and the lame shall walk. When John the Baptist sent his disciples to the Lord, and he asked them, are you the one who should come, or shall we wait for another one? Tell John, the blind see and the lame will walk. The Lord didn't need to say yes or no. No, he answered the scripture. Namely, he answered Isaiah 35. It was fulfilled. How grateful we can be. And we are also grateful, yes, for the precious and holy word of our God. And also in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, in chapter 13, the Apostle Paul, likewise, he set forth what has happened then and what is still coming, what will still happen. Acts 13, from verse 32, we read Acts 13, verse 32, and then also verse 38. And we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God has fulfilled. You can read on the verses. That God fulfilled the promise which he has given to our fathers. Then verse 38. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man, Jesus, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. So not only a proclamation, forgiveness, reconciliation, grace and salvation, not just a message, but the divine message with a full salvation, so that the people of God are helped on the day of salvation.
and that so we can all have part in that, what God is doing right now. In Acts, chapter 3, we not only have the promise in verse 21, but we must also read the two verses before that to know what belongs to it. If we read in verse 21 in Acts chapter 3, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Just now we read it from Romans 1, the gospel of God, which by the holy prophets were promised already in the Old Testament. But before we read verse 21, let us start from verse 18. Acts chapter 3, from verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, listen closely. Are you listening? By the mouth of all his prophets, namely that Christ should suffer. And now comes the addressing to us all. He has so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. So, not only preaching forgiveness, experiencing the forgiveness personally. Brothers and sisters, the time is here that to experience that what God has given us. And then comes the mighty verse 20, namely, and he... No, when the times of refreshing, that's what we're waiting for. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, times of refreshing, repenting, believing, returning to the Lord, experiencing everything with God, and then the times of refreshing, and that what God promised to us. As written here, that the Lord will come and the promises which he has given us to fulfill it. And then comes the fulfillment, what is written in verse 21. Both belongs together. Repenting, believing, being baptized, in the Spirit, to believe with all your heart, as the Scripture says, and to let ourselves be placed biblically, and then looking up to the Lord, looking up to the Lord who has given us the promise, I go to prepare a place for you. Brothers and sisters, we were not there when our Lord spoke in John 14, but there were witnesses who listened, who then wrote down, just think of it, when we read the four Gospels, an overall testimony of that, what the Lord has done at that time, what he said, up to the promise, I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again to receive you unto myself. Also, this must be said time and again. The return of Jesus Christ, our Lord, will happen, will be a divine reality, just as his birth just as his birth into this world, as his sufferings was a reality. The body was laid into the grave, the same body resurrected. Our Lord ascended bodily to heaven, and he will return in like manner, just as he ascended into heaven. And the resurrection of those who sleep in Christ will happen bodily, and our change of our body will happen, and then we will be taken up. And when I now think on all the brothers who are preaching that the Lord has come already, there's no grace anymore, and what kinds of things they are preaching. Just think of it for one moment. If the Lord would have come already in 1963 to claim the redeemed, and that there would be no grace anymore, and that the blood would not be anymore on the mercy seat, what would you have offered? All who are born after 63, brothers and sisters, one may not think about it, how crazy these doctrines are. No unbiblical doctrine is sound. Please forgive me. I'm not known to say hard words, but every wrong doctrine is crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy. And if then in the 2nd John verse 7 reads, whoever does not confess that Jesus Christ will return in the body is a deceiver and is the Antichrist. What then? All brothers, let me read this verse. It's emphasized in our translation here. And I read the same translation which Brother Branham has read. And in this translation it's written, as written in our Bibles, 2 John chapter 1, verse 7. For many deceivers are entered into the world who confess not that Jesus Christ comes in the flesh. This is a deceiver and an antichrist. All brothers who say that the Lord has returned already spiritually are deceived people and are deceiving others. Our Lord will, according to Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, he will return just as he ascended to heaven. Luke 24, verse 50 and 51. And this we confess before the Almighty God. It will happen in this way, just as it was left to us in the Holy Scriptures. Amen. You cannot imagine what kind of spiritual battle has come up between those who only refer to Brother Branham, who misunderstand his quotes and who misuse it, and between the true proclamation of the Word of God. We are just so grateful to God, and we know the Lord has the last word. And all who don't believe as the Scripture says, they will be ashamed. And whoever believes as the Scripture says, he will see the fulfillment of that what God promised. And therefore, we abide in the Word of God. And also in the Old Testament already, God spoke out the rebuke, namely, that he is a jealous God, and that we should not have other things next to God, which we believe, neither besides God nor next to the Word of God. God is a jealous God, and our life was consecrated to Him. He paid the price. He purchased us. And let us say it once again. The same divine life which was in the blood of the Son of God has come into all sons and daughters of God. And therefore Paul has said in Galatians chapter 4 that we received the adoption of sons by grace. And therefore Paul says in Romans chapter 8, the whole creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. And as we read, the time of refreshing comes. Firstly, repent, be converted, consecrate your lives to the Lord, become vessels which can be filled. We are only vessels, holy master, but filled with your power, as the German song goes. We are just so grateful that also therein we can respect the divine order. First repenting, asking for forgiveness, consecrating our lives to God, and then crying out with all our hearts, not my will, but thy will be done. Not as I wilt, but as thou wilt. And in this divine will, we once for all are sanctified in the word of truth. There's no sanctification without the word of truth. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is the truth. There's no sanctification in all the interpretations and explanations. And also this must be said time and again. God will not put his seal upon any error. This is impossible. God is true. God is true. And depart from all unrighteousness. Depart from all righteousness. Depart from all unrighteousness, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord. And so we're so grateful that God has sent the last message. Ye my people, be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing. Then I will be your God, and ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And I will be your God. Sons and daughters of God are pure, are holy, absolutely. By the new birth, God has put the new life into us. I read it to you from the First Peter. First Peter. We have in chapter 1, we have this wonderful statement which the man of God made at that time. 1 Peter, chapter 1, and here it is verse 3. 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a living hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, the resurrection brought forth the new life. In the dying was the forgiveness, the reconciliation. But when our Lord rose, then the divine life came forth, and we died with Christ, and we were buried with him by water baptism, and together with him we rose unto a new life by the grace of our God. And our Lord could say, I live, and ye shall live also. Then we have, in the last epistle of Hebrews, the wonderful words of the apostle as an admonition along our way. We received it. Hebrews, chapter 13, from verse 20. Now, the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For us it happened. For us it happened. And now the word is addressed to you and me, addressed to all of us. May he make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Amen means so be it. So it is. That's how God ordained it. By the blood of the everlasting covenant. How often do I say it sometimes? In one day. On one day, I say it, beloved Lord, remember your covenant which you made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. This is a kernel of my daily prayers. Dear Lord, remember the covenant which you made with us. Remember the blood which you shed for us. And remember the promise which you have given us, and give us by grace eternal life. It's just so wonderful. If we are connected with God, then there can be many trials come upon us. Then right and left, everything can go upside down. And yet, we feel, we know that he who commands the waves and the storm, we know that he is nigh to us. And that he can only speak a word. And then we become silent before the Lord. And we know he has given us the promise. I will be with you all the days, even unto the end of the world. Brothers and sisters, we are going through the most difficult trials which ever existed. And the enemy, he will leave anyone else in peace. The musicians which are presenting themselves, they will be left in peace. Only, did you hear what happened here in Germany? About 80 kilometers from here,
da hat man ein Wahnsinnsfest.
There was a festival, and the storm came, and a lightning stroke hit there, and more than 70 were wounded. It's written in all the newspapers, about 80 kilometers from here. God is not mocked, but the world is really upside down. godlessness and the blasphemies are taking overhand, but our God has the last word. And so we're just so grateful with all our hearts that we may believe and that we feel addressed and spoken to. As we read yesterday, first the Lord speaks in general, and then he turns directly to his listeners. And I tell you, brothers and sisters, is it not the same today? In all the 40 parables, our Lord spoke of the kingdom of God in general. And all are interpreting these parables. But our Lord took his own to himself, and he said to them, to you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Also Revelation 10, and everything what God has left to us, it was revealed to us by God himself. And we see very clearly where what belongs. When our Lord, as the original owner, then as the angel of the covenant, descends and puts one foot upon land and sea, and then he swears by the Almighty, then the seven thunders will utter their voices. But this happens after our time. Let us say time and again, we are just so grateful, grateful to the Lord God for the grace that we may let ourselves be placed biblically, and that what God has said in his word, that we can place it scripturally, so that really everything is put there where it belongs. And then we notice how important it is to take the Old and New Testament together. In the Old, the promises were given. In the New Testament, the promise was fulfilled. With what kind of joy? I also was writing now. The New Testament begins with the first chapter to show that what was written in the last chapter in the Old Testament, from the first chapter in the New Testament, it is reported there, namely, of the ministry of John the Baptist. Brothers and sisters, I don't know whether it overwhelms you also. If you would see me sometimes at my desk in my office, when I look up, when I open this word, it's a living word. It's a revealed word. Wherever one looks, there God speaks, and one sees the connections. One knows where it belongs, of course, only by revelation. All things what we have and all things what we pass on, this we received from God. And when Paul writes in Acts 20, I proclaimed unto you the whole counsel of God, then he proclaimed the whole counsel of God. He got it revealed first by God himself before he could preach it. That's how it was with all the prophets. That's how it was with all the apostles. That they passed on what they received from the Lord. And as we read in the word of introduction from Isaiah 55, as we read, the word which proceedeth from my mouth, says the Lord, this shall not return void unto me, but it shall accomplish it shall accomplish in you and in me. And I believe with all my heart that in the moment where the Word of God is revealed to us, that the result is manifested in us. That it doesn't return void to God. It takes us with
us.
We were included, namely for that, what God ordained for this time. This was revealed to us. Also that the times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. And pray for the former and latter rain at the time of the former and latter rain. Up to James chapter 5, verse 7. The farmer waiteth for the fruit, for the precious fruit, until it receives the former and the latter rain. Oh, what a grace God has bestowed upon us with a holy reverence to hear His holy word and to receive it by faith and to live in expectation that He who has given the promises, that He will fulfill every promise. And that at the end, really it can be said, no promise which God has given us has remained unfulfilled. Everything God did, just as He left it in His testament. And all of us, we are the result of the new covenant, of the new testament. And as we were writing, also this brochure, we were writing this brochure about the Bible, just to emphasize that God speaks to us through His Word. And whatever He promised, that we may have part in it. Let us summarize. What we tried to say at this weekend and what was said, God has a plan of salvation, and all peoples and tongues were included. In thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And if you can still receive it, the time is on our side, of course. Let me read to you from Revelation chapter 5, this precious verse. The 24 elders and the four living creatures before the throne, they were singing. And what did they sing? They had harps in their hands. And they were singing a praising song. In Revelation chapter 5, in verse 5 it says, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has overcome to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Then verse 7. And the Lamb came and took the book out of the right hand of Him who sat upon the throne. And when the Lamb had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. But listen now. Listen now. And take it to heart. And they sang a new song, which we will then sing in verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And now comes the wonderful. Now comes the wonderful. Purchased. For what purchased? And hast made us unto our God kings and priests. And we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Shedding the blood, purchasing from all peoples, tongues and nations, from all tribes, purchased, and made them kings and priests of God, and they shall reign together with him as kings. What a high calling God has given us by his grace. And we are just so grateful. Grateful with all our hearts. Also that God has used Brother Branham in such an extraordinary way, blessing him. Without his ministry, we would not have any ministry today. Without the revelations which God has given him, we could not have shared all this with you. As Paul has written to Timothy, that what was given to him by God, that this he should entrust to others who can pass it on. The same we are doing today. We entrust that what God has given us. We entrust it to all ministering brethren in all people's tongues and nations so that they can distribute that, adding nothing and taking nothing away of it, but giving out the spiritual divine food, and so that all are blessed, that all are coming back into lockstep, being brought into conformity with God and his word. Oh, to the Almighty God be the praise and glory and all the honor and worship for his precious and holy word. Amen. Let us stand up. Let us thank the Lord. Perhaps Brother Jean-Claude would like to come to sing together the Maranatha chorus. And we can all tune in with all your heart. And then at the end, most surely our choir leader will have a song in the English language. It's just like that the main language has become the main language has become English, and all over the world are listening. And when I think about it, also all in Eastern Europe who had Russian at school, they were learning English very quickly, and they speak better English than Russian. I think here of Brother Menard, my old friend. He had 4 years Russian at school, and in a short time he spoke better English than Russian. May God bless everywhere in Russia, everywhere. Please come. Start already. We remain in prayer, and I would like to ask how many are in our midst who would like to consecrate their lives to the Lord, or perhaps rededicate
it,
who really would like to lay their hands into the hands of God, who accept the forgiveness by the blood of the Lamb. Because thus it is written, in His name repentance of sins shall be preached unto all nations. And as in the first sermon on the day of Pentecost, the man of God, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he called out to the multitude, "Repent, be converted, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to confirm the forgiveness of your sins." Whoever consecrates his life to the Lord, whoever
accepts and receives the forgiveness of his sins can make a covenant of a good conscience with God, can be baptized in the holy covenant name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He shed his blood, the blood of the new covenant. Do we have some in our midst who would like, who consecrate their lives to the Lord and who would like to be baptized? Then please raise your hand. Do we have? Is somebody here today? One? How many? Five, six? There are some. There are some. Then we make the following. Now we will ask our blessed choir leader to come. We remain standing. And then we hear a song in the English language. The whole world can listen, and afterward we will ask those to come to the front who would like to be baptized, and then we go to the baptism pool. Brothers and sisters, what means God's word to you, which we looked at today? What a fullness and what a grace that we can receive of his fullness, grace after grace. All can tune in English. We can all tune in. We can all listen. At least we can listen. Amen. I have found the fountain. Sorry, I don't understand everything. My Lord and Savior. Sorry.
Jesus gives me his peace.
grateful to the Lord. It was laid upon the heart of our brother to sing a German song. It's of course translated in all the languages. Yes, God knows all languages all over the earth. For me, I say this now very freely. For me, the English language has become the number one, because all over the world I only preach in English, proclaiming the whole counsel of God. And because Brother Branham used, God used Brother Branham. There was man of God like Jan Hus in the Czech language. There was a Martin Luther in the German language. There was a John Wesley in the English language. In various languages, God has given the revivals in the past. But it pleased him to bring the last message, which should be preached around the world, to bring it in the English language. And I like it. It has become my second nature, and therefore I preach in English. I prefer to preach in English. But God knows everything. To him be the glory. But in English, we will just sing the favorite chorus of Brother Branham. I love him, I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree. I love him, I love him. Because he loved me first and he purchased for us the salvation in Calvary's tree. You can sing in German, you can sing in English. I love him. Let us sing.
I love him. I love him. Because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Amen. May now all come to the front who received the word, who repented, and who consecrated their lives to the Lord, and who would like to be baptized. Please come to the front. And here, I received a note. A church in Turkey connected for the first time today. Just so wonderful. Just so wonderful. Blessed and praised be the Lord. All who would like to be baptized, please come now to the front. Were there not three or four hands? They were raised, four hands. Please, somebody else comes. Otherwise, we wait until the next time. Most surely, it's because of the translation. Come a bit closer. Come a bit closer. This is our sister from Moldavia. God bless you. God bless you and you and you. God bless you. May he bless you all. You received and accepted the Lord. You accepted the forgiveness by faith, and you are ready to be consecrated to the Lord, to give your life to him, and to make a covenant of a good conscience with God. May he bless you. Right after this prayer, and we asked today Brother Gilbert to come. And who else would like to come to thank God? Who else would like to come from the ministering brethren to thank the Lord? If nobody comes, then we ask Brother Schmidt to pray with us.
No sermon. Amen.
Notre cœur est rempli de reconnaissance.
Unser Herz geht über von Dankbarkeit.
Our heart flows over of thanksgiving.
Denn heute haben wir Teil am vollen Evangelium.
Because today we had part in the full gospel. And we say it once again. The table of the Lord was richly prepared for us with the food, and the word of the Lord is perfect, and the testimonies of the Lord are true, and we thank you, O Lord, that you have given us the true salvation of God. And today you gave it to us directly. And we thank you, God, for that what you are doing now. And the whole world can participate in it. And they are connected now to hear your voice and your gospel. We thank you, great God, with all our hearts, that we may come to hear your word. Also the vessel which you ordained, that the food is being distributed. We thank you, great God, and that we will receive your word until the end. And by this we have been blessed. And we leave this building with a great blessing. And we thank you with all our hearts for it. May your name be exalted, so that we will also sing the new song. And we recognize the Lamb of God and the sacrifice which was given for us. He purchased and redeemed from all peoples, tongues and nations to give us our justification. Our God be praised. And once again we thank you, Lord. Blessed are the feet which bring the true message. Thank you, Lord, for the message of the hour. And we are being prepared and made ready unto the near return of the Lord. To you, the Lord, belongs all the glory. And our gratefulness is great. And the name of the Lord be praised and highly glorified forever. The name of Jesus Christ. And we expressed our gratefulness. Amen. Brother Schmidt, my God, great God, you who are giving grace time and again, we thank you that you have spoken to us today. You have given your word, and we believe it and receive it. For you yourself said, your word does not return void, except it has accomplished for what you have sent it for. Lord in heaven, before our
und von der ganzen Gemeinde das Zeugnis, dass es nicht leer zurückgekommen ist, sondern
we can testify that it didn't return void, but your word has touched the hearts of those who are going to be baptized. They promised to walk in a pure conscience with you. Please bless young and old and keep them in your precious name by the power of your Spirit, Lord, to obey your word and to testify before the people. We thank you that we could hear your word. Please, may it be planted into our hearts to bring forth fruit for eternity, for your name's sake. Bless everywhere, worldwide. You know all the languages. You know all the nations. Please, Lord, bless. We thank you also for this message, for this news, that even in an Islamic country, you have people who believe you and who received your word. We thank you for it. Please abide with us and let us praise you. Amen. Special greetings we give to our brother Michael, and especially to the man who broadcasts the TV program and who takes care that other TV stations are included. May God bless you, Brother Michael, in a special way. May God bless all people's tongues and nations. Now we ask that Brother Miskis prays for those who are going to be baptized, and then we go over to the pool. Our beloved Lord and Savior, we thank you for your grace, for your living and holy word. We thank you also that you are still calling today, that you still speak, that you are still knocking on the doors of our hearts. And whoever hears your voice and opens his heart, you enter there and you abide there. Lord, bless our brothers and sisters who made their decision for you and who have accepted you as their personal Savior. Lead them and guide them into all the truth, Lord. Bless also now the baptism, and bless all who are joining us worldwide, who have listened. Please, Lord, call out the last ones from all people's tongues and nations. Today we could really sit at your richly prepared table, feasting with you. Oh Lord, did not our hearts burn within us while you spake with us? Lord, I thank you for this fullness of your grace. It's the day of salvation. It's our day in which we could recognize on the things which you have done for us. We bring all the glory and worship to you. Please bless all those who are traveling home now. Protect them. Be with them. Bless the ministering brethren so that they preach your word in truth. Bless our brother, your servant. Strengthen him and anoint him with the power from on high. Bless him and continue to use him so that he becomes a blessing to all worldwide. Lord, you have done great things in us. To you, the Lamb of God, to you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, to you be the praise and honor and glory throughout all eternity. Amen. Praise, honor, and glory. Let us sing. To you be the praise and honor. To you, the Lamb. which saved us from sin. Hallelujah. Be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you are.